Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Undergrowth by Sarah Angelucci opening September 22. The Art Gallery of Sudbury has issued an invitation to the opening of a major new exhibition by Toronto contemporary artist Sarah Angelucci titled Undergrowth, which is to take place 5 to 7 p.m. September 22. Angelucci and curator Shannon Anderson will be present at the opening. There will be an artist and curator, walk and talk, of the exhibition in conversation with Sudbury artist Elise Portal at 5:45 p.m. The exhibition comprises 28 artworks including 4 series of photography-based works, an audio installation, and the new video projection Ghost Orchard. The exhibition continues at the Art Gallery of Sudbury until November 27. Admission is free with a donation. City of Greater Sudbury Tipping Fee Holiday Sept. 16 to 24 in time for pre-winter cleaning. Residential tipping fees are being waived at all Greater Sudbury landfill and waste transfer sites from September 19-24. During this time, Greater Sudbury residents can deliver discarded household items to local landfill sites free of charge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. During the free week, people are cautioned to expect longer than usual wait times. Sisu Family Walk Sept. 24 After a two-year hiatus, the 5th annual LaSalle Secondary School Sisu Family Walk in partnership with Sling Choker will take place on Saturday, September 24. The event raises funds for Finlandia. Community members are encouraged to take part in the event, which involves a 6-kilometer walk starting at the school, meet at LaSalle at 10 a.m., or a senior-friendly Finlandia fitness trail route, meet outside Finlandia's Lapokoti building at 11 a.m. Learn more online here. Sudbury's Tiny Underground Film Festival Sept. 24 Sudbury's Tiny Underground Film Festival is Sudbury Indie Cinema's latest addition to the film festival scene in Sudbury. Stuff's inaugural festival runs Saturday, September 24 at the Indy, 162 Mackenzie Street. Festival showcases low- and no-budget artist-driven film projects from Northerners, all genres considered, as well as experimental, animation, avant-garde from the best. Also under consideration are films that incorporate mining themes. Rather than exploit natural resources, Stuff will explore the underground from a worker, community, or environmental perspective, with at least one feature per Stuff edition. Early bird all access passes and 4 packs on sale now at Eventbrite for $35 per $40. Purchase passes online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedians Mike Bullard and Rick Lemieux Sept. 24 Catch comedians Mike Bullard and Rick Lemieux at the Trevi Restaurant September 24 at 7 p.m. Mike Bullard accomplished something no other Canadian had before. Hosted Canada's first truly successful nightly talk show. Running for 6 unprecedented seasons, Open Mic was one of the longest-running late-night talk shows in North America. Rick Lemieux has performed at comedy clubs and festivals all over Canada. Rick has organized many comedy shows in Northern Ontario and has helped to raise over $100,000 for several not-for-profit organizations over the years. Tickets to the show cost $35. Purchase tickets online here. Reserve your party seats through the Trevi at 705-560-0700. Speech by Vietnam War survivor Kim Phuc Phan T. Sept. 24 Kim Phuc Phan T. is known around the world as the girl in the picture. In 1972, at the age of 9, she was immortalized in a Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph that shows her screaming and running naked down a road in Trang Bang, Vietnam, after having her clothing burned off by napalm. Phan T. is set to speak in Sudbury at 11:15 a.m. September 24 as part of the Rotary District 7010 Conference 2022, which takes place at the Holiday Inn September 24-25. If you'd like to attend Phan T.'s presentation, tickets are available at the door for $20 each, cash only. There is limited seating. More information is available online at www.district7010conference.com. Mexican Independence Celebration Sept. 24 Sudbury's Hispanic and Latin American community are hosting their first Mexican Independence Day celebration, which will feature an authentic Mexican dinner and non-alcoholic beverage will be served at 5 p.m. For gluten-free, vegan options, please contact the organizers directly. There will also be live Mexican music, including mariachi, and a DJ as well. Authentic cocktails and beer will be available at a cash bar, as will traditional street foods, both savory and sweet. There will also be an auction for visitors to bid on specially selected items. The celebration will be held at the Polish Combatants Hall and the group will be raising funds for the Sudbury Women's Center. You can find more information on the event page, found here, and you can purchase tickets by emailing Medic Events, organizer and biggest sponsor of the event, at medic.events@gmail.com. E Acute Fest Sudbury International Film Festival SEPT 17-25. The 34th edition of Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival runs September 17-25. As was the case in 2020 and 2021, Cinefest will continue to have a hybrid format this year, with some films available for streaming at home, 87 films, a mixture of features and shorts, and others available in theater, 74 feature films. Gala films, followed once again by après film receptions, include Ash Grove, Call Jane, The Return of Tanya Tucker, featuring Brandi Carlile, Viking, Alice, Darling, Broker, North of Normal, The Swearing Jar and Presque, Beautiful Minds. Cinefest's full lineup is available on the film festival's website. For tickets, visit www.cinefest.com, phone 705-688-1234, or visit the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, La French Fest Sept. 22-25. La French Fest returns later this month, offering four nights of shows September 22-25 at the brand new Place des Arts. Mimi Obonsaan and guests September 22nd, Malika Tarolian September 23rd, Danse Lhasa Danse September 24th, Steph Paquette Symphonique September 25th. La Slag's box office is operated by the box office at La Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury. The box office is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at laslag.ca, by phone at 705-885-1076 or in person at 27 Larch Street Cavalcade of Colors Festival Sept. 22-25. Onapping Falls Lions Club presents the Cavalcade of Colors Festival September 22-25 at the Dowling Leisure Center. Events include kids activities, silly vegetable contest, penny table, silent auction, vendors, art show, charity auction, magician, yard sale, barbecue and a classic car show, Saturday only. More specific information about the various festival activities are available through the Lions Club's website. Sudbury Indoor Tennis Center presents Family Fun Day Sept. 25. The Sudbury Indoor Tennis Center invites the public to take part in its Family Fun Day on September 25. Introduce your family to tennis. Enjoy games, contests, prizes, crafts, music and more from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Indoor Tennis Center. No purchase is necessary. Participants are asked to bring indoor shoes, hike for Hospice Sept. 25 friends and supporters of the Sudbury Hospice Foundation are invited to make some time on Sunday, September 25th to take part in the Sudbury Credit Union Hike for Hospice. The annual event will be taking place at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater at Bell Park in Sudbury. This is to be the first live-in-person hike since 2019 because of pandemic restrictions. Organizers said registration begins at 11 a.m. September 25 and the hike itself will begin at 1 p.m. Pledge forms are available for pickup at any Sudbury Credit Union branch, Maison McCulloch Hospice and or online at www.maisonsudburyhospice.org. Kidney Walk Sept. 25. This year's annual Kidney Walk takes place in Sudbury and all over Canada September 25. As in the past 2 years, the walk this year will take place in a virtual format. Friends and supporters will be encouraged to get out in their local communities for an actual walk and to collect pledges and donations in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Participants will be encouraged to raise funds via social media, family groups and by holding small group raffles or 50-50 draws or even a yard sale. Supporters are asked to go online to register for the walk and to encourage others to register. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp Sept. 26 Exploration and fun are the key words for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. 6 full-day theatre camps will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the following dates: Friday, September 23, Monday, October 24, Friday, February 3, Friday, March 10, Friday, April 28, and Friday, June 9. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Visit sudburytheatre.com/youth for more information and to register. STC, Yes Theater Teen Page to Stage Program SEPT. 30 Application Deadline. Sudbury Theatre Centre and Yes Theatre invite all budding playwrights in grade 9 to 12 to take part in the new playwriting series, From Page to Stage. Running over 10 Monday evenings, successful applicants will work in a small group setting with instructor Kelsey Rutledge to create a collaborative play. Application deadline is September 30. For more information on how to apply, visit sudburytheatre.com/students-on-stage.meet-the-mayoral-candidates event, hosted by CARP and Sudbury Arts Council, October 1A, Meet the Mayoral Candidates event takes place on October 1 at the Parkside Older Adult Center, 140 Durham Street, beginning at 1:30 p.m. The event is being hosted by the Canadian Association for Retired Persons, CARP, Sudbury Chapter and the Sudbury Arts Council. All 9 mayoral candidates have been invited to participate. The Parkside Older Adult Center has room for approximately 250 people, and the event will be live-streamed on the organization's Facebook page. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Symphony Crawl October 1. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra brings back its popular Symphony Crawl October 1. The crawl takes place this year from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. indoors at Science North. The event will introduce people to each of its concerts in its 2022-23 season, Fired Up. Throughout the building there will be 8 different posts, at which one of Science North's Bluecoats will demonstrate the link between science and music with the help of a number of different live music performances by SSO musicians. You can bring the whole family to get a taste of SSO's upcoming concerts, get involved in some interactive activities, and learn a bit about the science behind the sounds. All these musical experiences are included in the admission to Science North. 5 Artists, 5 Views Art Exhibit OCT 1-2. Check out contemporary art by local artists Joan Chivett, Elizabeth Irvine, Kim McKibben, Liz Peekstock and Paulette Stewart as part of the 5 Artists, 5 Views exhibit, presented in conjunction with Culture Days. Exhibit runs October 1-2 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Warehouse Studio, located at 338 John Street, L'Arche Sudbury's Free Union Duke Concert in the Park OCT. 2 L'Arche Sudbury, an organization dedicated to supporting people with intellectual disabilities, is hosting a free concert on October 2 in Bell Park, featuring the sounds of Union Duke. Held at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater, the show will be Rain or Shine. Opening for Union Duke will be well-known Sudbury singer-songwriter, Eric Mullin, and entertainer, musician and actor, Steph Paquette, will host the show. The concert gets underway at 2 p.m., with the Maker's Market and food vendors open at 1 p.m. Mayoral Town Hall, hosted by Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, October 3. On October 3, Coalition for a Livable Sudbury is hosting a mayoral town hall at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street. From 7 to 9 p.m. the event will focus on environmental and social issues, and will also be live-streamed. Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat, hosted by Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce, October 6. On October 6, the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat at the College Boreal Concert Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. The organization issued a survey to members to determine which candidates would be invited, which narrowed in on Brian Bigger, Evelyn Dutrisac, Paul Lefebvre, Miranda Rocca Cercelli and Mila Wong. Only 5 candidates were invited in order to help facilitate a useful and productive discussion, according to a chamber newsletter. Newvelin PSW Course Information Sessions OCT 5, 6 and 12 starting in November 2022, Carrefour Options Plus, Conseil Scolaire Catholique Newvelin's Continuing Education School, will offer the Personal Support Worker, PSW, program in Sudbury. Offered to students 18 years of age and older, this program will allow those interested in becoming a PSW to be trained in French in order to provide care to individuals and families in a variety of settings, including long-term residential institutions and community home care agencies. Persons interested in this program are required to take part in one of the information sessions scheduled for Wednesday, October 5th, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Thursday, October 6th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or Wednesday, October 12th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. It is possible to register for these sessions and obtain more information by contacting Jocelyn Leckler, Carrefour Options Plus Principal, at 705-525-0110 or jocelyn.leckler at nouvelin.ca. Carrefour Options Plus is located at 504 Street Raphael Street, Sudbury. STC, Yes Theatre presents Into the Woods until October 9, reimagining Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's iconic masterpiece, Into the Woods, as an urgent interrogation of the necessity of storytelling in the face of the climate emergency. A world grappling with environmental collapse turns to classic children's fairy tales as a way to make sense of its own story. Witness a world driven by the unexamined pursuit of self-interest, as individual wish fulfillment stifles any possibility of collective action. Ultimately, that bill comes due, as consequences of giant proportions tear, happily ever after, asunder. Those left standing must rise above the temptation of crying, "Your fault," before the last midnight comes, and instead work together to fight for what it is that they want to pass on to the next generation. Production runs at STC September 16 to October 9. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Songs and Dances, October 22 concert features music by the great Finnish composer, Jean Sibelius, and much more with guest conductor, Martin McDonald. Pre-concert talk and post-concert reception. Concert takes place starting at 7:30 p.m. at Sudbury Theatre Center. Tickets available through STC's box office online or by phoning 705-674-8381. College Boreal hosts Madame Boldic on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Boldic on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Boldic and La Boldic, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard in Sudbury. It runs until mid-November. Cambrian College Free Dental Clinic. Cambrian College's dental clinic is accepting new clients. The clinic provides free dental examinations, cleanings, x-rays and more. Cambrian's dental clinic is operated by the college's dental hygiene program and care is provided by dental hygiene students under the supervision of registered dental hygienists and dentists. The clinic is open for appointments weekday mornings, afternoons, and evenings. To book an appointment, email dental.clinic@cambriancollege.ca. For more information, visit www.cambriancollege.ca/dentalclinic.pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays, fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.